Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. Today, we hear from country singer Gary Allen and play music from his latest album. And we answer a question about the number 13. But first, we learn about women who went to work during World War II at a famous guitar manufacturer. During World War II, as American men went off to war, women filled the jobs they left behind. Women worked in factories, stores, and shipyards. One group of women made musical instruments, building Gibson guitars. Christopher Cruz has more on their story.
John Thomas is a writer and a lover of guitars. He was surprised when he saw a wartime photograph of the Gibson Guitar Factory in Michigan. Nearly all of the 75 people in the picture were women. Irene Stearns, now aged 90, spent several of the war years working at the factory.
I got out of high school and everybody's looking for a job, and there weren't any jobs. Then one day they called and I started at Gibson. I suppose it was because of the war.
Irene Stearns is one of the former Gibson factory workers who John Thomas found in the Kalamazoo, Michigan area. She made guitar strings for some of the thousands of instruments the factory produced in the 1940s.
All the celebrities and people who were buying the guitars would come, and they would be on the other side of the wall where I sat making strings. So it was really nice in that part. I could hear them playing all these beautiful guitars.
John Thomas calls the women who worked at the Gibson factory the Kalamazoo Gals. That is also the name of his new book about the female guitar makers. He believes the company kept their work secret because it did not think guitar buyers of the day would use instruments built by women. Mr. Thomas collected three of the World War II Gibson guitars and borrowed several others to help tell the story. Then a friend told him about Lauren Sheehan, a professional musician who agreed to help.
When he ever said, "I'm thinking about making this record, and wouldn't it be cool if a woman played the guitar since it's a whole woman's story," I thought, God, this gets better and better. That would be a great project. And then he invited me to do it. Certainly, I'm a champion for a story about women excelling at work that was traditionally a man's domain.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then, hurrah.
For the new CD that comes with John Thomas's book, Lauren Sheehan plays songs that were popular during World War II. Each tune was played on a different Gibson guitar.
Okay, so here's one.
After she finished recording the songs, Lauren Sheehan bought a restored Gibson guitar for herself. She says she wanted to own a piece of America's musical heritage.
Now, we answer a question from Bangladesh. Our listener wants to know about the history of the number 13. And why Americans consider this number to be bad luck. It is not only Americans who consider this number to be unlucky. People around the world have what are called superstitions about the number 13. Superstitions are popular beliefs that are not based on reason or science. A person believes something brings good or bad luck. The fear of the number 13 is called triskaidekaphobia. This fear is so strong around the world that many tall buildings do not have a 13th level. And many airports do not have a gate numbered 13. Some experts say fears about this number come from ancient religious stories. One Norse myth is about 12 gods who were having a party in their heaven, Valhalla. Loki, the god of evil and disorder, arrived at the dinner party uninvited. He became the 13th person at the table. Loki then helped cause the death of Balder, the god of joy. In the Christian book, the Bible, Judas is the 13th guest at the dinner called the Last Supper. Judas is the man who betrays Jesus, leading to his death. Many people around the world also consider Fridays that fall on the 13th day of a month to be especially bad luck. But don't worry, we have time to prepare. The next Friday the 13th is not until September.
So you're standing in the middle of the thunder and lightning. I know you're feeling like you just can't win, but you're trying.
Country singer Gary Allen has been making records since the middle 1990s. But his latest album, Set You Free, is his first to hit number one on Billboard's Top 200 Albums chart. Faith Lapidus has more on the album and the musician.
Every storm runs out of rain, just like every dark night turns into day. Every heartache will fade away, just like every storm runs out of rain. That there's something more, and walk out that door. Go find a new rose. Don't be afraid of the thorns, 'cause we all have thorns. Just put your feet up to the edge, put your face in the wind. And when you fall back down, keep on remembering.
That is Every Storm Runs Out of Rain. It is the lead single from Gary Allen's new album, Set You Free. The song has sold 1 million copies and is number one on Billboard's country music chart. It has risen faster than any other single in the California native's career. Gary Allen says Every Storm is about hope, the common idea throughout the new album.
You can expect a lot of honesty in a lot of songs about life. It's going to roll you through a breakup, and it's going to roll you through the anger and the healing and wind you up as good as new. So I think that what you can expect is something a little bit different musically out of this.
Gary Allen says his favorite song on Set You Free is One More Time. He says he wrote it after his father died.
What will I say, looking back upon this life, standing there at the pearly gates to a golden street paradise, feeling humble, no room up there for pride. What will I say, Well, I know that I've messed up more than a time or two. I've lived like hell, I've done it well, and I've got the scars to prove. When I show up alone at heaven's door, will I be proud of what I've done? Or will I be begging for one more time, one more chance, one more trip around the sun?
The country singer is supporting the album with performances around the United States for most of the rest of the year. He says the shows are energetic.
We play hard. We have an absolute blast. And I think it's transparent. I think that's why people love to come and see us, because it's authentic. We're giving it everything that we have every night.
We leave you with Gary Allen performing his new single, Pieces, from his album, Set You Free.
June Sims. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Mary Morningstar provided additional reporting. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com to find transcripts and audio of our shows. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.